This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, it's Wednesday, the 21st of April. Hi, welcome to the DJV gathering, the gathering of thoughts, the gathering of minds, gathering of people. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner invite you all to come in, join me, Doug Steffen, for a discussion of what's going on around the country. I'm frustrated as can be. I just took some pictures of Daisy on my iPhone so they can send them to Jay so she can post them on social media. So I take the pictures and they disappear. I used to be able to, they don't automatically come up. I bet all of you or many of you have the same frustration using these things because they're so
disappear?
Inconsistent. Well, normally you would take a picture, it would be the first to come up when you go from the photo page or the section over to the pictures. You know, when you take the picture, you push the camera, and then you move it over to where the pictures are stored, and what comes up is albums and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, at the bottom right, when you click on the photo app, you have to hit all photos at the bottom right.
The bottom right doesn't say all photos on it.
Does it say years, months, days, and all photos?
No, across the bottom it says library for you.
No, right above that.
Albums.
Right above that.
No, there's nothing.
Okay, no, that doesn't make sense. All right.
This is exciting.
Support later. Yeah. There's always something weird where it's like every iPhone is exactly the same except Doug's.
Right. That's
like,
right.
You've got the alien edition and yours is the only one that's different.
Somebody's trying to get me. That's really it. Actually, I have some nice pictures of, I'll send them along to you, Jay, and you can pick the ones. I did find them. Thanks for your help, Victoria. It's always so nice.
It's amazing.
You're so gracious with your help. All right. So, Jennifer. How long should Chauvin spend in the clink? 30 years, 40 years, life in prison, gets out tomorrow. What should be the case?
I don't know if I get to choose, but the judge will in 8 weeks. And depending on how they run the sentences, because he was guilty on all three counts, each one, I think, comes with 12 and a half years, I think.
Oh,
and
really?
it would be
it
unlikely.
Could get 37, yeah.
He's about, with the manslaughter charge, I think he's looking at a maximum sentence of 40 years. Now, there are some things that could be done, or they might let him serve certain sentences concurrently. I wouldn't count on that. I think he'll probably be sentenced just about to the fullest extent. They can even add in additional circumstances.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what?
I think based on the aggravated, there's something I heard. Somebody, a legal expert yesterday was saying that there could even be additional time put in because of some of the aggravation, the aggravated assault. So I don't know. But in any case, he's probably looking at about 40 years. I would say that that's the expectation. Maybe between 30 and 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Which, possible. He's 40, I mean, that is very possible that that's the rest of his life or close to it.
Mm-hmm. And, the rest of his life may be short because police don't last too long, depending on where they put him. Yeah. A guy like that in the general population, which is more black than white, he's not going to live long. He won't.
That was what crossed my mind. I haven't heard anybody talk about that, whether or not he'll be given, if he'll be separated from the general population. But you can imagine, I mean, everybody knows who this guy is. He's one of the most hated men in the country right now. There is honor amongst thieves, right? There is a set of justice within the prison walls. And so it'll be interesting to see what his
conditions would be. I'd be nervous about that, frankly, more than anything else.
He didn't even have, the camera was on his face, like it was a tight shot on his face. He didn't even have a reaction when they were reading the verdict.
I think he knew.
He probably kind of knew.
Because that's why, everybody's looking at his hand and the writing. There was some writing on his hand. People figure that he knew and, in fact, was already read the verdict. A lot of people were saying that before they read the verdict publicly, both the lawyers, prosecution and defense attorneys, know what the verdict is going to be. I didn't know that because how many times do you see a surprised look on someone's face, when a judge reads a verdict?
Is that universal or just in Michigan?
I don't know. I know that in Cal, I mean, I don't know, watching trials around here, people look surprised oftentimes when the verdict is read. But for whatever reason, because the jury returned and then there was that long period of time before the public knew and before the judge read the verdict, mm-hmm. that I guess within the courtroom, the lawyers have an idea at least as to what the verdict is going to be. So I think he knew, and I think that's why he had the number already written for his defense attorney, because he knew that the prosecution was going to ask for him to be taken away that day instead of turning himself in later. So,
what, he's been living at home? What's yeah. his deal?
He's been out. Yeah.
He was living in a different state, I think, too. They had to.
Witness protection or something. Yeah. All right. Joe Biden has ordered flags to be at half staff to honor Walter Mondale, who died at the age of 93 the other day. He said today, "Our nation mourns the loss of one of our nation's most dedicated patriots and public servants." So are people agreeing with that? Didn't we have the flags at half staff because of the shoot 'em up at the FedEx building in Indianapolis? Where the federal
Capitol police officer, I think, was the last one, right? The one who was, you know, it's unfortunate how many times it has to happen.
Yeah. I think I liked Walter Mondale. I didn't ever want him to be president, but I thought he was a modest man, a moderate man at a time when we embraced modesty and moderation and all the things that went with it. And I think I've said this before.
He was a classic
publicly.
Liberal. I think he's probably what Democrats, you know, used to be. Now we
have
a much more progressive part of
it. Right. Like Reagan is the way Republicans used to be. You know, it's that those two, they were civil, both sides, get things done. I mean, look at all the deals that Reagan made with what's-his-face from Boston, the Speaker of the House. Tip O'Neill. They get together Friday night and have bourbon and, you know, talk about whatever it was they talked about, but they became great friends. Where the hell is that friendship now? Remember how during the era of Biden and McCain, when they were leaders of their respective parties, they'd have their families get together and have picnics every weekend or stuff like that would go on. You don't see any of that now. And why? Is it their fault?
We're in a war right now. And
or is it the media's, news media? Is it their fault?
You just can't blame everything on the news media, though.
Well, what is the response? Why is it? I wanted to puke when I saw that phony Al Sharpton at the, oh my God, what a phony. After the announcement of the verdict, he's standing right up there with everybody else.
By the way, and I'm asking this innocently. Why did race become the most important issue in all of this?
Yeah, that's the question. Good question.
I mean, do we even know that Chauvin was a racist? I mean, no one has come out and said it. Race wasn't even mentioned once during the trial, but it was mentioned all the time on the outside. Why? How do we know? I mean, do we know that he was a racist?
A lot of these black leaders are opportunists.
I think that's not the point. I don't think that's the point, though. It wasn't about race. It was about... For a lot of black people, and for white people too, who watched that video, it was another. It had nothing to do with whether or not Chauvin was a racist, and I don't really care if he is or isn't. But the fact that it was
yet another
black man dying at the hands of police—that's really what this
crescendo. That's why the media does matter, Victoria, because the narrative that it's another black man is a false narrative. That's something that is being.
It's
reported.
Not when you're a black person in this country. They just feel.
I know what they
for
feel.
Every black person, but
what about what
they?
Feel. What's true, and why do they feel that way? They're feeling that way because it's being rammed down their throat by Al Sharpton and
it's
by
happening,
the news media.
It's not though. It's
2021. I actually have the numbers.
It's 2021. Fine, Jen. I understand that you have numbers, but what I'm telling you is when I've had these discussions with my black friends and who live in various neighborhoods around the country, it's happening on the street every day. They're being harassed. They're being pulled over for no reason. I mean, it's just...
But let's just look at the
this
facts.
This is not about the
facts.
News media. Jen, I understand that. I'm trying to tell you... This
black
is the,
people,
this is the
52 of them,
it doesn't matter. That's
of course
not
the facts
point.
Matter. This is what
it
I'm saying.
Jen, you're white.
Well,
you're allowed to talk
Hold
about
on.
Facts, but I'm talking
it's,
about
it,
where you ask the question why.
If you're black
yes,
versus
if that's
you're
what
white.
I'm trying to say.
It's
okay,
different.
The numbers don't matter. It's what happens on the streets every day in every neighborhood. That's where it's coming from.
But if you look at what is really happening,
I get
I'm
what
saying,
you know. I get it. But that's not the point. What matters.
The
to
point
them.
Is that people are being told something that may not be true, and it's dictating how they then react to the police and how the police then react to them.
They have plenty of
and
stories
so
in their own neighborhoods.
If we started
of what's going on with the cops,
talking
it's about
facts,
the news media.
And I'll just finish my thought here, and then I'll shut up. I promise, because I'll be gone. But no, 2021 fatal
yet.
Police shootings this year. This year, through April the 12th. 52 fatal police shootings involving black people. Three of them were unarmed. White people, 109 have been killed in police incidents. Five of them were unarmed.
How do you get that, though? How do you measure people and their opinions, how they're shaped? What you're saying is all accurate and true.
It's just facts.
But it's not
it.
Part... Yeah, but it isn't
but
what people
not,
care about.
Enough.
They don't
that's,
care
yeah,
about
exactly.
the facts.
Right.
They
but
care about
the
their
problem.
Emotions. Well,
right,
it
that's not the problem, though,
but
Jen.
You can't
that's
build
not
a society
problem.
On people's emotions. That's it.
Well, we
I
have.
Mean, I can believe a
we
whole
are.
Lot of things. You can believe a whole lot of things. Victoria, all of us can believe a whole lot of things. But if we're pushing false narrative, we have to get back to
facts. It's not a false narrative when it's their experience.
If understand what I'm saying, the experience is being driven by the false narrative. So here's a
that's
perfect
not
example.
True. That's a,
perfect
that's a
example
chicken and egg
is,
conversation. That's
perfect
not
example
true.
Is Dante Wright. Dante Wright was complying with officers. All of a sudden, he flips out. Why does he flip out? Let's say he thinks that maybe he's going to get killed by a police officer because he's afraid of the police. That's what
the
so
Army Lieutenant
out.
Thought. He didn't want to get out of the car. He was in uniform.
Right. So
he
flips out. And then what happens? Then the police start to panic because they see him running. They feel like they can't touch him anymore because their whole lives will be taken over. And then you have a woman who panics, grabbing her firearm instead of her taser. This problem, the people who are perpetuating this narrative now have blood on their hands because they're creating immense fear in the black community and they're creating immense fear amongst police.
Well,
and people are dying because
this is not. But this, you guys are boiling this down to something that's so oversimplified. This is not something that people turn on the news one day as a black American and decided, oh, okay, there's a whole lot of black people being hunted by
no,
police.
No, it's a cumulative
this
effect.
This is
I
happening
get that.
In there. They're seeing this every single day. This is where
right.
this is
Let
starting.
Let me get a comment from Jennifer on George Bush's description of the modern Republican Party. He says, quote, it's isolationist, protectionist, and to a certain extent, nativist. How's that going over with the rank and file these days? Or since he said that yesterday, I guess.
I think that George Bush is a really nice guy, and I think that he wants what we all want, which is probably a lot more peace than we're getting right now. I think everybody is exhausted by what's going on in this country. So I get that. But I also think that America has been prioritized to be last, apologizes for itself an awful lot, and the new generation thinks that America is the problem rather than the solution. So I think, does America, when we're dealing with our foreign enemies, need to put itself first? Yes, I do, because I think for a long time that has not been happening. So if we are a bit isolationist, I think that's actually the appetite of many Americans, Democrats, and Republicans. Nobody wants to get involved in wars. Everybody wants to get out of Afghanistan. I think that's something that Democrats and Republicans might actually agree on.
Yeah,
so,
they do, I think. You're right.
You know, I think his style might be an old style.
19 at the hour. This is the DJV program. Last time you thought about your nose was 5 seconds ago, 5 minutes ago. 5 hours ago, 5 days ago, when's the last time that you actually thought about your... Why are you playing music? What's going on? What have I missed here? All right, anyway. Yeah, thank you. It's good to be early most of the time, Phil. Anyway, so your nose and what goes into your body, the bacteria, the pollution, the allergens, the viruses... the things that are out there, we're allergic to lots of stuff this time of year because all the pollen in the air, that goes through your nose too. In the morning when we wake up, come on, tell me, your nose is all crusty, right? You got all that stuff inside of your nose and you want to get it out. Well, this is the way to do it. Doesn't hurt. Matter of fact, it helps. So do what I do. Brush your teeth, wash your face, and stick the Navage little nozzle. Would you call it a nozzle, Victoria? What would you call it?
Yeah, there's two little nozzles that go right into your nostrils. Yep.
Right. Stick it up your nose and cleanse your nose, and you'll feel better for it all day long. Morning and night, great way to start and end the day, making sure everything is clean, clear through, and deodorized too. That's the Navage system, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. That's where you get it.
A According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, what's trending? Actually, in-house, what's trending are pictures of my dog Daisy and learning how
because
to send these pictures.
Because it's National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day.
It is, yes. And that
everyone.
Should be. That should be trending. That is something. We should have more trending stuff that regards our pets. People, that's one thing. Most people have good feelings. I would hope that everybody who's got a pet has good feelings about their pet. But when we're looking around for stuff that's good to talk about, I think that's kind of a nice place to go. We can all identify with and like our pets, for the most part, not necessarily all of them. But then there are stories like the Kendall Jenner story, which we'll get to right after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
All right, so let's get at this Kendall Jenner story. I don't really know. I can't identify one from the other. The Kardashians, the Jenners, they're all one big happy family, it would seem. Or are they? What's the scoop here, Jay?
Well,
Kendall Jenner was granted a 5-year restraining order against a man who threatened to shoot her. She had even said that police had told her that he did obtain a weapon and he had plans. He bought an illegal firearm and he intended to shoot her and then himself.
Great.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah, so he has to stay at least 100 yards away from her at all times. No contact physically or electronically. No mail, no email, no text messages. Nothing. I mean, this is
as
scary,
well,
though, because even though there's a restraining order, this piece of paper just says that he can get in more trouble if he, you know, doesn't follow the restraining order. It doesn't necessarily mean, like, he can not physically get close to her again.
At least Taylor Swift's wannabe husbands, they all just want to, like, sit and drink wine with her. But Kendall, I mean, why would you want to shoot Kendall Jenner? That's just so awful. Ugh.
A lot of crazy people.
Yeah, apparently this guy traveled across the country to gun her down.
Great. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so the postmortem on Kobe Bryant, how has it been, 2 years? When did that helicopter? It's been almost 2 years now, isn't it?
No, it was just one year.
Was it January?
Yeah. January.
All right, well, he made millions of dollars connected to Nike.
He was with Nike for nearly 2 decades, but his estate, led by his wife, Vanessa Bryant, has decided not to renew the previous 5-year post-retirement endorsement extension with Nike. Just not enough money. And then also she wanted his products with Nike to be more, she wanted more for people. So, you know, Nike was like, we only make so much because we want the want for it to be.
The value.
You know,
no one can get them. It's terrible.
And she wants people, like even kids, to be able to get it. You shouldn't have to have so much money that you can finally get into the Nike stuff with Kobe.
And then people get a hold of a pair and then they sell them on eBay for $2,500 or whatever.
Yeah, give us your comments
more widely available
on the trending items at DJV Show, Twitter, that's where we are, and Instagram, et cetera, et cetera.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Derek Chauvin, found guilty of murder and manslaughter Tuesday, will be sentenced in 8 weeks. He will remain in jail awaiting sentencing. 22 coronavirus patients in India who are on ventilators have died after an oxygen tanker leaked at their hospital. Numerous reports are saying 22 people have died due to the interrupted supply of oxygen on Wednesday at the Zakir Hussain Hospital in the city of Nashik. Nashik is about 80 miles northeast of Mumbai. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned against provoking his country in his annual State of the Union speech Wednesday, promising a swift retaliation against anyone who crossed Russia's red lines. Putin said Moscow will respond harshly,
quickly and asymmetrically to foreign provocations. Russia has been building up its military along the Ukrainian border for several weeks. We are USA Radio News.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Lawmakers have continued to question President Biden's decision to set a date later this year to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Senator John Barrasso believes the decision will be a mistake. The Wyoming Republican tells MSNBC that Afghanistan will once again become a haven for terrorists if the U.S. and NATO removes all military presence.
I think what we're going to see, if the U.S. pulls out, NATO will pull out, and the Taliban will take over again. The president's military advisors advised against this, as did his intelligence advisors. They have said this is going to turn the clock back on the women of Afghanistan, the, you know, girls trying to go to school to get an education will once again be killed. This will also set up a safe haven for those that want to do harm and danger to people all around the country and around the world, not just our country, but around the world. This will be a haven for terrorists. And, you know, people in the United States may say, well, we're tired of fighting radical Islamists. They're not tired of fighting us. So we need to be ever vigilant.
And Republican lawmakers in Ohio have introduced a bill that would rename a state park in honor of former President Donald Trump. The bill would change Mosquito Lake State Park in northeastern Ohio to Donald J. Trump State Park. The park lies in the district of freshman Representative Mike Loychik, who is the primary sponsor of the measure. In a statement, Loychik says his legislation is meant to honor the commitment and dedication that the 45th president bestowed on the people of Trumbull County, where the park is located. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, it's 34 at the hour here. If you're an alumni of the DJV program and you're coming back to us, that's cool. Thank you very much. You can find us on the radio on hundreds of stations around the country, either early in the morning, morning drive, mid-morning, around the clock, actually. You can find us on stations. And also, you can go to djvshow.com and find us there around the clock, too. Every day, program is repeated through the day, so you can pick out the things that you want to listen to. And you can also do that with the DJV download as well. Every day we have that focus. Matter of fact, the most recent DJV download with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and me is a discussion of, I didn't pronounce it yesterday right, I think we were talking about it, superfetation. Is that my pronouncing
yes,
it right there?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. The formation.
Took me a second there. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about a woman who was pregnant with two babies, but they weren't twins. One came, you know, some months ago.
6 weeks after the first one, yeah.
Right,
something
exactly.
Like that, yeah.
Anyway, and I, the description that's online of my conversation was me being a caveman-like attraction to, having a caveman-like attraction to pregnant women. That's nice to know. And then we also have a conversation about that Tesla car that was on autopilot. There wasn't even anybody in the driver's seat. crashed into a tree and the two people that were in the car were killed. So you can get that story plus whatever. I'm sure we'll have a lot of Oscar, or maybe not so much Oscar buzz because not much. The only reason I watch the Oscars actually now, I used to like to see all of the stars together. It's just kind of fun to watch them react, interact with each other.
That's usually at the Golden Globes. When they go back and forth. Yeah, the Golden Globes is when they're all sitting at tables, and it's kind of fun, you know, to see who knows each other.
Who knows who. Yeah. Right. Yeah, right, exactly. So, all right, anyway, moving back into what today is all about. On this Wednesday, the Queen is 95 years old. Happy birthday to her. It's interesting because the funeral was over the weekend and lots of people were on her because of that. Now, looking at her and how she's matured and how she's lived and how she seems to have good health at 95.
She's pretty incredible.
She didn't spend too much time with Harry. It looked like there wasn't, I don't know what to make of that, and I don't know that I really, you know, we care. He's back in, I think, L.A., isn't he? Didn't he come home yesterday?
He landed last night. Yeah, an American Airlines flight, yeah.
American. Did they block off all the first class like they did going over there?
I don't know. I don't know. I just know that he landed at LAX on American Airlines, so that's all I read.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, so the Queen is the Queen. She spent the day at Windsor Castle celebrating her birthday. The stories about her and the crown maybe is the most magnificent, but you've seen a lot of books about it. It's just the world, not just England and America, but people around the world are interested in this, in the woman, in the tradition, in the stories of Windsor Castle going back for as long as, you know, when the British were pretty much the international terrorists that they were for a long time, the most bloodthirsty, you know, we forget all of that stuff because we don't teach things in history. The Brits were the most bloodthirsty curs in the history of the planet as far as human beings are concerned. They did more than the Spanish, than the French. You look around, we think the Nazis were horrible in Germany. Yeah, in modern terms, yes, they were. But the British were much more aggressive. Look at all the land that they conquered that was part of the empire. You know, all over the world, Australia, the whole continent, pretty much all of South Africa, pretty much, you know, look on the coast of South America and the islands that they took there, Canada, you know, and if they'd had their way, they would have had the United States. We'd still, if it weren't for what happened back in 1774, 75, and 76, we would be, the Queen would be our monarch. We wouldn't be an independent country. We'd be, you know, it's certainly loose now that they're all on their own, but you know what I'm saying, the influences that were here. So, anyway, something to think about. I was looking at the list of the mega donors. You know, we keep talking about they need to pay more taxes and they need to do this, that, and the other thing. Some way, what is the rule now? 30% of what you make, you can give in tax-deductible contributions. I think the number is 30%, as I stand to be corrected, but it's somewhere in there. So all these people who are giving money, one out of every $13 in, you know, what's given is given by donors. But also, the other side of the coin is how much money they're giving to political parties and to political individuals who are running for office. They're giving a lot of money after the Supreme Court with the case that was, Citizens United. Got to go back into my brain here. That was the worst decision in my lifetime the Supreme Court ever made, as far as I'm concerned. It opened the floodgates for people influencing beyond what they ought to influence.
Essentially, right, it treats, just so in case people aren't familiar with that, that decision essentially treats corporations as people, right?
Right, yeah.
So it gives corporations the rights that human beings have.
Yeah, right.
Which is awful. And that awful. I don't know why that can't be
awful.
Overturned. But
yeah, it should be overturned.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, in the medical world, the announcement was made, or the story was released, about people who have shortened sleep span. How much time do you sleep a night, Victoria, normally? How many hours of steady sleep do you get? Well, but what is it? 5 hours, 6 hours? Jay, what about
Maybe
you?
Maybe six if I'm lucky. Yeah.
Okay. What about you,
before
Jay?
Before having a baby, I was around the 9 to 10 hours a night.
Were you?
That's what I needed to function.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. Love that.
Now I'm lucky if I sleep 3 to 4 hours.
Really? But do you take a nap during the day?
Oh, yeah. I take multiple naps during the day.
Do you really?
That's how I survive. Well, I have fibromyalgia, so if I don't take care of myself with sleep and let my body, you know, do its thing and regenerate itself, I'm worthless to everybody.
Really? Well, you're not worthless to me. I'm happy to have you here.
Thanks.
Anyway,
that's because I get my naps.
If you don't get at least 6 hours, apparently, and you're in your 50s and 60s, you have a higher chance of getting dementia as you get older. There's part of that. But one of the things I found out when I had my brain scanned by Seroscan a month or so ago was we're in these areas. It's a frontal area. Frontal lobe is where Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing, that's where it all develops. And it all is about blood. It's all about blood flow. And people who sleep longer have better blood flow because their body is at ease and the blood can flow more freely. When you're asleep, the blood, unless you're having a fitful sleep, then the blood doesn't circulate and your heart doesn't operate the way it's supposed to either because you're having a fitful sleep. If you have a peaceful, easy sleep, very good for your body. It's when it rejuvenates, it restores itself, and that goes for the brain as well. So that's something to, I think, keep in mind. Sometimes people say, well, it's easier said than done. I don't think that's true. I think you can do most anything if you put your mind to it. If you are distracted, you go to bed, you watch the news. Who the hell's going to sleep well after you watch the news?
Right.
That's the worst invention of television. Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news, horrible, awful, terrible. Anyway, there's legislation.
Their own life turmoil.
What's that? Yeah, all the turmoils of everybody who wants to live life
turmoil. That way. Sometimes people just can't even turn off their brain, and it's like, it's okay to go talk to a therapist or a counselor and work through things so that you're not doing it by yourself in your own brain at midnight.
You know what the best thing to do is? Have some things growing inside your house. Have plants or veggies or something and water them and check them out just before you go to sleep. That's a wonderful, just kind of, okay, I'm going to make sure my plants are okay before I go to bed. And then you see them all growing. You take satisfaction in it. It's great. Okay, nighty-night. See you all later. That's
you want
it.
To know something that's funny? I have a study here that that's been up on my computer. And it's about working from home and, you know, in mental health. And it's a study that says that you can lower blood pressure and relieve stress if you take a 3-minute nature break. And essentially having a plant on your desk or in your office is something that
I wasn't kidding when I just said it.
No,
I
like to fact check you, and I'm fact checking you and backing up your story. this study from a Landscape Planning and Horticultural Academy in Japan, and this study they studied the effects that plants have on your adrenal system and your blood pressure and your heart rate, and just all it takes is 3 minutes of just talking to a plant or watering it.
Fabulous.
Or that's all it is, and it's unbelievable the effect.
Yep, fabuloso. In a moment, an American Idol contestant gets arrested. Let's find out what that's all about after I help you make a choice. I just had my admission of guilt here, ladies. I've just had an Yvonne's Bakehouse cookie. I was hungry. I haven't had the chance to go to the grocery store or the food store for the last 10 days or so. I haven't any fruit. And that's normally what I'm chewing on while I'm on the air, sometimes some nuts, that sort of thing. But I've had beets today and cookies, because that's what's in the refrigerator. I love beets, pickled beets. And they go, as turns out, wonderfully well with Yvonne's cherry walnut coconut oatmeal ice cookies. That's a great combo. I'm not sure a lot of people are doing that. But I do want to turn you on to Yvonne's Bakehouse. If you haven't heard about it, you've certainly... Over the last, 6 months? We started talking about this before Christmas. So, 4, 5, 6 months? And the folks at Yvonne's are happy, and so apparently are the people that are buying. Because once, you become a customer, you keep going back. You don't want to order too much at once, because you got to put them in the freezer, you got to put them in the refrigerator. They have no preservatives, so if you leave them out, they're going to get moldy. That's one of the things. Gluten-free breads and cookies have no preservatives. So, they're better for you, and in this case, they taste better. They don't have a lot of all the other stuff that cookies have. They have great flavor, and they're very healthy for you, but you can't, they won't last unless you put them in the refrigerator or the freezer. That's the bottom line. But check out all of the various flavors for cookies, the types of bread, cinnamon raisin bread, oat bread, rolls, buns, that kind of thing. All of these things come to you from a bakehouse certified by the FDA as being, you know, clean, clear, through deodorized, so you don't have to worry about it being exposed to any other things that will cause allergies. Nope, it's clean. It's fabulous. The taste of these cookies is beyond belief. We've all had them. We all love them. You can have them and love them, too. Just go to ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount and enjoy the 100% money-back guarantee. If they aren't exactly what I have told you they are in terms of taste and quality, send them back. Get your money back. That's the guarantee. I guarantee you're going to love them and keep buying them. Ebon's Cookies and Breads from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebons.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Okay, this is one of those, I wonder how this happened stories. Cecil Ray Baker was on American Idol. I don't know if you ladies are watching that show on ABC, but a lot of people are watching The Voice on at the same time. Anyway.
This season he was on?
Yes, he was on until last week. He got eliminated last week, and then he was arrested after breaking into his ex-girlfriend's home. He's only, I think, 20 years old. From down in Texas, he was charged with burglary of habitation with intent to commit assault. Another one, you look at this guy, he looks like a nutbird. And, you know, he has that, I don't want to say that Texas look, but there's a look to his face. And when
sorry,
you see the
Texas.
Pictures... huh? Yeah,
sorry, Texas.
Yeah. Well, when you look at the pictures of him from American Idol... And then you look at his mugshot, looks like two different people. He was thrown off because he forgot the lyrics in his performance, so that eliminated him. But apparently he's just an angry kid. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, all the people do that kind of stuff, right? Aren't they just angry? And
angry or mentally ill.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he looks a little, as I said, he looks a little crazy to me. At 10 before the hour, this is the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle,
In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, an update from our friend Chuck Curry as to movie moments, what's going on in the world of movies. Like, we wait with bated breath every day for Chucker to show up so that we can talk about something we hope is new and will shed some light on the future of what those of us who really enjoy going to the movies have. Do we have a future going to the movies? Plus a moldy oldie memory right after this.
How clean is your nose? Most airborne germs and allergens invade through the nose, your body's air filter, its first line of defense. You wash your hands and brush your teeth, but what about your nose? Did you know there's an easy way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself? It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to clean your nose by flushing out pollen, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. And 50,000 independent online reviews averaging 4.7 stars show just how much people love their Navage. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now you can clean your nose and help protect your health with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal with Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, so this is a theme you won't recognize. You'll remember the movie, and certainly our discussion will be poignant. So let's get to it. What is that music? That's from a movie? All right, so Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program. Why that music?
That movie is to a movie called Midnight Run, which was a sleeper hit back in 1988. You know, as long as a career as De Niro has had, that movie is one of the defining roles in, I think, Robert De Niro's career. And the co-star in the movie also put him... elevated his status with the mainstream public, and that's Charles Grodin, who turns 86 years old today, born in 1935. Did a movie in 1972 called Heartbreak Kid, which was a hit. played the villain in King Kong with Jessica Lange and Jeff Bridges in 1976. Did this film in 88. Ishtar, which was a notable, you know, critical bomb, although it's not that bad a movie at all. And then he did the Disney Beethoven movies. He altered his career about 20-something years ago, maybe almost 30. He did an MSNBC sort of political talk show, went out of acting. That didn't last very long, went back into it. His last work on his IMDb page, I think, is 2017. I'm a fan. Charles Grodin turns 80 years old today.
And you know who else I'm a fan of? The bad guy in that movie was Dennis Farina. I thought his career, the characters he played, especially when he was on Law and Order. But do you remember how his career started during that cop TV show out of Chicago? It was Las Vegas. I'm trying to remember. Bill Smirnovich and a bunch of other character actors were in it. But he defined sort of the cop TV show. It was about cops in the 60s. What the heck was
that? Well, he had that right look and voice for all that.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a cop.
I just want...
That's why.
Yeah,
he was a cop.
Right.
He was doing acting on the side, but he was a cop. And that's
I just want to point out this. I don't want to be remiss if I didn't mention this. This day, Doug, in TV history, 1986, Geraldo Rivera opened Al Capone's vault on live TV and found nothing but ratings gold. And that stuff back in the 80s, that's, you know, if you look back in your mind's eye and realize, like, that one thing, which is pretty silly, that sort of opened the door for a lot of the silliness we see on TV now in terms of just waste-of-time reality stuff. But to sit there, so I remember sitting there for, like, 90 minutes waiting for that vault to open, and then when it's open, there's, like, literally nothing in it, and knowing that millions of people wasted their time watching that stuff, but... That's part of pop culture history, I guess.
I think it is. And then we can say, well, for me, watching King Kong and Goliath or whatever.
Godzilla.
That's a big waste of time, too. It all is in what you're like. Some people think listening to acid rock
that
music
is
a waste of time.
But I got to be honest with you. That is a really interesting segue to go from Geraldo Rivera to Godzilla. I don't get it.
What? You know, well, Geraldo
anything else on your mind?
Geraldo Rivera, I think, when you get right down to brass tacks, Geraldo Rivera has been one of the most interesting characters, whether it was on the radio, on television, movie. He's done a couple of movie roles, but he's lasted. Isn't that really the charm of a good career? Lasting, being able to survive.
I always was a fan back in the day. He's 77 years old now, and he's still still doing his thing.
He's on the radio in Cleveland, in fact. Does some stuff for Fox. All right, Chucker, good man. Happy to have you here on the DJV program every day with Movie Moments.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.